Hi, everybody. This is Christy. I am the Intimate Warrior. I thank you so much for stopping by, and as always, I send you love. I wanted to do kind of like a follow-up or more of the energetic update, of course, with what we are going through here with Taurus season. But I've been getting kind of an excuse my voice here. It's still working through upgrades. I've been getting a message here that seems to be really intense, that I've been also wanting to make. This message has been coming through for a couple of weeks anyway. But I have seen this number for a long time, and I have already made a video pertaining to this number a while back. I can't remember how long ago it was. You can always do a search with this number, and then followed by the Intimate Warrior for an easier search. So today's video is going to be about the number 911. 911 more specifically. I know 911, the time of September 11th, was a very difficult time for all of us with the falling of the Twin Towers and other occurrences that took place on 9/11 or September 11. So it's highly significant of what or symbolism is even going through, even with that day, okay? So I'm going to talk about this. And just bear with me if my voice cracks or I'm having issues. I do apologize. The ninth letter of the Hebrew alphabet is Teth. And now you guys know that I have been working with or being more explaining more of the Hebrew alphabet. And this is actually going through the Zohar. It has nothing really to do with, even though I use the Bible, I'm using the Tree of Life. I'm using different types of knowledge to give you information. But when we are talking about, you know, you hear so many people talking about different religions or ancient teachings, okay? And some people just stick with one form. And everybody is like, well, that's coming from Egypt. That's only, the Bible is just a rewrite of Egypt. Well, everything is a rewrite of something because time progresses along and interpretations are changed. Not necessarily to veer us away from the truth, but interpretations come from, in order to properly interpret something, we have to have a form of knowledge. It's the secret knowledge that is always mentioned, whether it's the Bible or ancient teachings like coming from Egypt or Atlantis or whatever it is. There's a secret knowledge that's given. And this is a secret doorway through the Tree of Life that God is always talking about. This is the door that is going to give you information through experience. That this experience is the only thing that's going to become true when you are given knowledge. Knowledge from source light or from the unmanifested light, from the light of the Ein Sof, from the ray of creation, is going to give you an interpretation of it because you have gone through with an experience. That's the difference through knowledge. We can interpret all kinds of glyphs or the Bible, like religion interprets the Bible word for word for word. Some religions know secrets behind it, but they are keeping it to themselves, meaning that if they're keeping it to themselves for them to only achieve their own personal enlightenment, then that means they're using it for evil. They're taking the downward spiral. They're using this divine knowledge to benefit themselves or their own personal community or communities, which whomever that they choose to give this knowledge to, the secret knowledge to. It means that we are taking in treasures of the earth only. where we are taking in riches and manifesting it here on earth only, instead of taking our riches from heaven. That is what we are, the purpose of our life is. And where is that Bible verse? Let me see if I can find it. Okay, so I hope it's this Matthew 6, 19 through 21. I'm just going to briefly go through the beginning here. Lay not up for yourself treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourself treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. So that's the meaning of us taking in knowledge. We are supposed to take in knowledge that's going to come from heaven to benefit us in our own lives. Now, if I can find my place again. So, okay. Now, well, what I was trying to still stick with is that you should be very flexible in your learning. Everything that exists, or information, knowledge that exists within this reality, however it has been manifested. You see, my throat is very cracky. And this began, I guess it was the morning of Easter. And I woke up with this, I'm going through that transition. And this is working with a word, which works through the throat, and what I'm hopefully going to get through here today, or in my other videos anyway. Everything comes from one source, and how it's been interpreted. You know, so you can just say that the beams of light are coming down. It's I interpret it one way, and someone else is going to interpret it another way based upon their own level of experience on which path that they are taking. Creation is the written Zohar. How it's been interpreted, how that light has been interpreted, is based on the intelligence of the person, or the understanding of the person through brain intelligence and heart experience. Okay, so I hope that made sense. So the ninth letter of the Hebrew alphabet is Teth. This is, it does signify the serpent, but we also have another serpent that I have spoken about, which is Samech. And that, the both of these are significant, or are a sign of, or symbolize, excuse me, the Ouroboros, which works through the ray of creation. Now, Teth is signified by the circle, and so is Samech. Please keep that in mind, which is the Ouroboros. The Ouroboros usually has a cross in the middle. We just went through what? Easter, where Christ was crucified. And so Teth works with the ninth letter, or the ninth sphere, excuse me, of the Tree of Life. And that is Yesod. And it is in relationship to our sexual organs. Sex, or Mercury, how we are utilizing our sexual energy. Nine, or our sexual energy, Yesod, could go two ways. And that's why there are two serpents as well. We know that there are two serpents on left and right, which signify male and female. And then there's Teth and Samech. But there's also the Kundalini, and then the Kunda buffer. There's also light, and there's dark. There's an upward and a downward, or a huge descent that takes you into the bowels of hell. However you take in this information, based upon ego, or mind, lower mind, or heart, the heart of creation now here. We're talking about you being able to always take in love. Love is very difficult, because love isn't about how we are feeling. Love has nothing to do about how we are thinking and what we are feeling, or anything that is really happening. You know, because love knows that whatever is happening, there is a major lesson within it. Nothing is right or wrong when there is love. It's a lesson about yourself. When you're having an experience, it's a reflection of what is still within you, no matter what. And that's very hard for people to really understand or to admit. That's why this path can take you on many, many ways. There's only one way through, and that's through heart, and that's through facing every experience as if it is your mirror, because it is. It is your mirror. So I have been seeing 9/11 for a very long time. I see 9/11 more than I see 11/11. And we think that 11/11 is our wake-up call. 911. When we pick up the phone to ever dial 911, it means there's an emergency. Which means that if you ever see 9/11, here is your wake-up call. Something is taking place here. Now, 11 works through. It works through calf. I've mentioned calf in one of my recent videos. I don't know which one it is, so please forgive me. It's really recent here. You can probably go back to the full moon in Libra and continue onward. I know it's through our Easter time frame here. So within the last 10 days here or 2 weeks, I have spoken about calf, and it signifies the cap. In many religions, wear a cap or a hat upon their head, signifying it's supposed to be a symbolism of them attaining enlightenment. So if you can just briefly put together what 9/11 is. If 9 deals with our sexual or organs, or more specifically, sexual mercury, then, and 11 deals with the cap upon our head, you can put these two together, that the rising of elements are going to reach the crown. And that's where we are in Aleph through Ox, Taurus, the bull, the huge sacrifice. Christ sacrificed himself in Yesod through Teth. Teth requires the work between Vav and Zion. I've spoken about these things a lot. So Vav is the sixth letter of the Hebrew alphabet and works through the spinal canal and also Adam, male. Zion is the feminine aspects of the male and female side of the serpents. But it more specifically, it acts with a higher level of the female aspect, therefore the Divine Mother, because she has a raised element within that that creates the spark or the sword. The sword is what is stabbed down into you, kind of like it's the ray of creation, okay? She is the seventh day, and we are told to keep the Sabbath day holy, and that is what the seventh day is all about. Creation cannot be created by the man alone. He has to work with the feminine energy. And then when the feminine energy is in play, she has to be open and receptive to the male and the father. So it's in Yesod, which deals with, again, the ninth sphere of the Tree of Life, at the very bottom here, not in the Kolth, which is the kingdom. We're going to find that serpent, which again is dealing with Mercury, or you can go a bit deeper. Mercury, or, and I'm having a freeze here, a brain freeze, not a brain freeze, whatever you call it, fogginess, mind, emptiness here in the mind. Phosphorus, excuse me. Phosphorus, but you know, it has to be created. the light has to be created. Although we have phosphorus is highly significant in our life and in our health. It's what allows life, no matter what it is, through if we're a plant, an animal, no matter what it is, it has to contain phosphorus. That is life to all of us. And so it deals with the serpent, and based upon, like I've already said, how you understand things is how everything is created within you. Yet through Yesod, we're going to have Yod, Samech, I've already talked about, Vav, I've spoken about, and Daleth. Daleth, I speak about a lot as well. It is a doorway through which, through the spine, which is Vav also, the Samech is the continuous flow of the serpent, and Yod is a point or hand. We see God's hand in all things. I look at Teth, that ninth letter, and it's connected with the Ouroboros. The true Ouroboros, though, because it's continuous, is Samech of the 15th letter. You can add up 1 plus 5 equals 6. You can think about that, number 6. If you go to Teth and look at the Hebrew letter here, it really resembles the Samech, but it's not closed. What is it? It's missing a yod, a point, a dot to complete it. It must be completed to finish off and create Samech. So if that were created, it would create a full connection there. So the Ouroboros, though, when it has that cross intact there, it symbolizes the womb. The womb. But also, it is the Ein Sof, or the limitless light, which is where that light of creation is at. And within this limitless light, contained within it are two fires. The invisible hidden fire and the invisible manifested fire. Both fires is what is called within the Bible, Bereshit. And it's been spoken many times within the Bible. The 6 days of creation were created by the invisible fire. And then the unlimited and invisible fire was created, which is also known as Christ, was manifested on the seventh day, which is the seventh letter of the Hebrew alphabet of 7. Now, the 6 days of creation also work through 6 spheres of the combining of 6 spheres of the tree of life. And this is how we are in development of the divine soul. And that's also what Aleph is about. It's the removal, Aleph and Taurus season is about. It is the removal of the animal soul that we have developed by using our sexual forces to rise into the crown, to receive the calf, which symbolizes a crown. And let's see if I can give you some more explanation here without taking up too much time. So the ray of creation is necessary, which comes down even as a serpent. The serpent is also a symbolism of the seed. And the sexual energy is the womb. It's that the waters of the womb, which symbolizes Mem, which is the waters of creation. It needs what? The sperm, right? In order for life to begin. Now, also within Yesod, being the ninth sphere of the tree of life, it also acts or symbolizes the 9 months of gestation and also the 40 weeks spent within the wilderness that Christ had to go through, but also what it was at the 40 days in the mountain. It was the 40 days in the mountain that Moses was upon. So you, depending on how you are using, again, your sexual energy, it could work for you or against you. The land can stay dry and the serpents can banish you out forever from the Garden of Eden, because this is Eden. This is the wilderness, the Garden of Eden. You want to get back to heaven. You want to make your way back to heaven. And how do you do that? You have to work with both left and right serpents through the male and female serpents. You have to work through Vav as well, which is acts as the spinal canal, which is where Adam can stand tall. We have to work through the heart, through Tephirith, excuse me, or Tephirith, depending on where you're reading it at, which works through the heart, which works through Lamed, which is something I've already spoken about, and is the sixth sphere in the Tree of Life. Although you know that when we combine way too many sixes, it completes the beast, the sign of the beast. We have six of the spine, which is the spinal canal and the letter Vav. You're going to have the sixth sphere of the Tree of Life, which is the secret doorway of the heart, or working through the heart, which takes you to the secret doorway of knowledge. You have, of course, when you add another one, is the sign of the beast, right? And keeps you moving downward. It has to be reversed. That seal must be reversed. So through the ray of creation, or the Ouroboros that is continuously spinning now, what is created is the Yod. The Yod is God's hand. Now, I remember back when I first began my journey and seeing, being able to see, I was remembering seeing God or Jesus with his arms wrapped around me, but I also remember seeing several times Jesus having his hand upon my head. That's what 9/11 is about right now. When you have God's hand upon your head, you're receiving the crown of life. God's hand is in everything. And also, Vav, being the sixth letter of the Hebrew alphabet, doesn't just work through our spinal canal, but Vav is an and. It is also the nail. It's something that connects one thing to another. Adam must be connected to Eve. The left must be connected to the right. Because remember, Eve was also drawn out of Adam's rib in order for us, him to ascend back up to the crown where he came from. He has to bring Eve with him. He has to remember his mother, the mother part, the portion. What does it say in the Bible? Do not forget your mother and your father. And so when God's hand is placed upon your head, like I just said, you're receiving the crown of life. But let's see. When you're talking about, if I can remember this here. Okay, so I apologize for me forgetting what I was going to say, and I have got it. So when we are also working through 9 and 11, we're also, because we're at this higher level right now, if you are at this level, you're always going to be at working it in some way, shape, or form. You're trying to connect all sources here. We're working with the name of God, of Yod, He, Vav. Hey, Yod, because I just mentioned that as well, is the point also, the dot, which signifies the point of creation. It also is, it means the hand. Now the Vav and this is highly significant for me, or made lots of sense, or made connections for me, because we just went through Easter. Christ was crucified. He was nailed to the cross. That nail goes through his hand, which is signified by Vav in the sixth letter of the Hebrew alphabet. God has his hand in everything. We work through the palm of God's hand through everything. And so that reminds me of when the Bible talks about humbling yourself under the mighty hand of God, and that he may exalt you in due time. I think I just saw that through my verse of the day not too long ago. Excuse me, my voice is cracking. And, you know, or even being given rest. Those who, you know, and it also said this through, I think, Easter, you know, through our own sacrifice, we will have rest. You know, it's going to take us some time to truly see that everything that we have worked for here was worth it. We go through phases of just feeling really, really tired and really, you know, blah, low, having physical after physical symptoms. Now, for myself here, and even though my voice might sound cracky or different to you, when I woke up, and I know I mentioned this already, Saturday morning, I was really iffy about how I was going to feel throughout that day. I had an obligation that I knew I just had to go to. I did that, and I stayed in center with love through my unwillingness to go and follow through with it. I had a revelation as to how I was really feeling. I felt like I was carrying burdens. I felt like the cross was upon my shoulders. I just felt as if I was being dragged down by this heavy weight, not emotional weight, not mental weight. It was more physical weight, because I felt really empty even inside. I wasn't having any emotional thoughts or, you know, terrible thoughts, or I wasn't depressed. I didn't feel that way. I felt empty and kind of just blah. But then I began, my body was feeling all of that turmoil of being crucified, heaviness. I was lugging that cross up until I was being crucified, is how I felt. And then after me having that revelation, all of this junk in my throat began to clear out. Although I was not having signs of like a sore throat, I just knew there was lots of junk there, and my voice kept coming and going throughout that entire weekend, and has been even throughout this week. So I feel really, I don't feel sick is what I'm trying to say, and I haven't had major symptoms. I know that I'm purifying, which is coming out through mucus of the throat, and this is because this is where the word is manifested through. The word is manifested through, which is the birth of Christ within you, which is going to be the Ruach Elohim, the higher spirit. The divine spirit has to be born within you, which is going to take place through the throat. And the secret doorway of Doth is where the union of both of these, of male and female, who have worked their way through Yesod of 9, they are going to unite within the heart and become one union of source. They have to rise through the crown and I'm going to see into the head. So when we are working through the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, we do so always through Doth, which works through the throat, because this is where the spirit is going to manifest itself, the manifestation of that spirit. But it also is going to be through the pineal gland, works through the pineal gland. And the feminine aspect works through the pituitary gland. God sits in between in the throne room, giving you complete illumination. And that is how you receive the crown, right? But we can't receive the crown until we have defeated the behemoth. Okay, I know I mentioned that in one video, but it's also going to be the monkey that turns into a divine spirit. It's also going to be the calf. It's ironic. Calf sounds a whole lot like calf, which is a cow, right? A baby cow. And we are in Taurus season. And Aleph works through the ox, which is a full-grown cow. Now, so you can say that the baby cow has no knowledge of anything. No knowledge of anything. And it needs nourishment. It needs to be nurtured and properly raised, which means that it has to grow into a divine spirit and raised through the crown, which takes the Holy Spirit to do so. So what was it? Here it is. And so now I'm having a vision here, an inner vision here, or a revelation here also. I've heard people talk about this a lot. Fear the Lord. Fear the Lord. Now that's something that can be misunderstood. Fear, especially if you are someone who is full of fear, like I used to be, which is why I guess I refrained, and I can understand that more so every single day, why I refrained from staying away from God. Fear the Lord. If you fear something, you're not going to do something, right? I used to be afraid of the dark. I wanted more light in the room. I used to be afraid of going to sleep. I stayed up late at night. I used to be afraid of the water. I didn't go swimming. When God says, fear the Lord, and you know, why would God put his hand upon your head? Why would Christ want to enfold you within his arms? You know, and now this is not the actual person here that I'm talking about. This is the element of light. This vision of light so powerful that just wants to hold you, wants to keep you and cradle you safely. And not only it's like the egg, which is a part, of course, of our ascension process, this cosmic egg. That shell is keeping you so safe until it's time for you to develop, that until you have developed yourself so well that now you no longer need that outer shell. And what comes out of it is so much stronger on its own, yet you are never on your own, because that divine light, that divine source, is now contained within you. Yet when we fear the Lord in the wrong way, where we are refraining from really understanding and digging deeper and having an eternal relationship with Lord, our God, our Lord, our inner being. You know, it takes us working every single day to know what God is. If you aren't learning your lessons and you're still wondering and seeking, well, what is God? What is God? What does that even mean? And you might be somebody who says, well, I know it's God split up and divided into male, female, and child. You might understand that. You might have read about it. But what does that mean to you internally? So fearing the Lord isn't about you being afraid or staying away from God. And this is creation now. From that beautiful light. It is about you humbling yourself to what it is. Every day that I learn something, I am in complete awe awing yourself before the Lord. And if that's a good way for you to help you in your journey, use that phrase instead of fearing the Lord until you understand what it means. You know, just like, you know, what I'm talking about or my video about death. It's important for us in a single form here, each person who is on this cycle, to learn. You must learn on your own. And if I am using a word that upsets you, you must understand, if you are a form of love, that is about you. If I hear something from somebody else and it causes me harm, it's about me. That's how we learn our own journey. So it's okay for you to change words in the beginning of your path. I did it. But then it's important for you to go back to those words and understand it so that it doesn't have an attachment to it. I can use fear all day long now, because why? I have conquered fear on so many levels in my journey that word no longer has an emotional or a thought element to it any longer, no attachment to it. You have to become responsible in your own life. Another individual is not responsible for making you understand something. You know, teachers in this world, or when we learn something, the teacher is not responsible for beating information into your head, of making you understand it. You have to find a way yourself to understand it. You can simplify it first. And then as you learn that simplification of it, you increase upon it on another level. And you keep going. That's why somebody who is in kindergarten cannot go to college. There's no way possible that their mind can grasp what college is all about. Yet, a person who is in college has no way of really making a little child who is in kindergarten understand what they know. Because that little child hasn't gone through enough growth to take in that information. Only by growth, meaning walking your own walk, can you understand anything. More specifically, when we're talking about this, talking about divine light. So there is nothing to fear except fear itself. God's hand is the cap upon your head. Because when we're also working through here, the calf, which is the 11th letter of the Hebrew alphabet, and of course from 9-11 or 9-1-1, there's also going to be the daleth, and that's what I've already mentioned about. Daleth is the base of the spine where the door can open for you to the higher crown. But depending on how you are using the energy is how the door opens. The door again can take you to complete darkness because you fear the Lord in a negative way, or you can fear the Lord in the positive way of in awe, of excitement, of thrill, of love, and it can take you to the crown, the calf. Because the doorway down in Daleth signifies the poor man who needs to do, who is or hopefully is performing the alchemical work. So that is what I wanted to add there, and I'm just double checking to see if there's anything else. So since I've mentioned God's hand, which is signified by the yod. But you spell yod with a yod and a daleth. I just mentioned daleth. It's the doorway that opens up. But the doorway only opens up when Zion, you are working with both masculine and feminine aspects, or the higher aspects of the mother and father unification, or the Holy Spirit and mother unification. It is the Divine Mother that opens that doorway. Ironically here, Yod is the 10th letter. You see my voice, so please excuse me. It's the 10th letter of the Hebrew alphabet. 10 comes before 11. The hand comes before the calf, or the cap upon the head. excuse me. So I hope you can see how the palm of the hand, which is yod, and palm also works through calf, although it is the cap of the head also as well. So keep that in mind, how these are interrelated. All of the Hebrew alphabet is going to have a different connection, deeper connections. And again, this is why all these hookups, it's not that you are learning about the Hebrew alphabet. Okay, I don't want you to go and just read about the Hebrew alphabet and learn about it. You have to go through the path, and then the Hebrew alphabet connects you to deeper understanding. You walk the path. You may have an experience that is going to take you into understanding what I talk about, which could be like an earthly experience. You can have emotions you're going through. You can have inner visions that you are experiencing that you may not understand. Yet, if you hear my videos or read something somewhere out there, or something comes up on the screen, like the monkey, okay? If you see a monkey, I'm going to figure out what that monkey means. But I know that I am not acting like an animal. I know I'm centered in the heart. You should know what it is about your own path. So this must mean something different than just an ordinary monkey. What does it mean? You have to find the information. So it's the poor man that works through day left. The poor man is the man that is now not going to have treasures upon the earth, hold treasures upon the earth. And that is also working through what? The cow, the sacred cow, or that cow that the Hebrews ended up making out of gold. That was them putting treasures upon the earth instead of searching for treasures up in heaven. So in Matthew 5:3, it says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." And so, but it is through the hands of the poor man and the hands of God through Daleth, the doorway, that is going to take you to the kingdom of heaven. So I'm going to leave it here, I guess. Let me see. I don't know. Yeah, I'm going to leave it here because this part here that I'm going to talk about is going to connect with my next video anyway. So I hope it makes sense. I know I'm a little bit everywhere in this video, because that's also how the Hebrew alphabet, or the Zohar, the ray of creation, takes you everywhere. I don't know what you're going through. You can hear my vocal cords are expanding here. How the word is being expressed is expanding. This is my time of me knowing that creation through the throat is taking place. And you're going to go through this cycle. Like for myself, I have lost my voice maybe 3 times, or nearly lost my voice 3 times or 4 times. I forget what it's been. Sometimes are worse than others. So I've done this several times. You guys know that because you guys hear it through my videos. But, you know, so I know what it signifies for myself. I am very mindful. I am very aware. I am working very hard. And I am doing my best to say to stay centered in love at all times. It's not easy, especially when we are going through things physically. It's not easy when we are going through things mentally. It's not easy when we are feeling emotionally disturbed. Okay, it's not easy. But when you can have a revelation, therefore an understanding of something that is going on, or you can make connections, you are able to move aside how you are feeling. Know thyself at all times. And that knowing of yourself is going to help heal what you're going through, or is going to help make it not so heavy. Because we only feel bad, whether mentally, emotionally, or physically, because there's an attachment to it. Pain is visible, or we feel pain, only because we have been taught that pain exists. You know, because you hear about people who can just take pain. Their pain threshold is very high. It's because they don't have an attachment to pain. That idea to pain does not exist within their mind or heart. And we can get to that point, that pain, whether it's mental, emotional, or physical, does not exist. And when nothing has that attachment to us, we have truly found freedom. Freedom. We don't want to be harmed. Therefore, we will not harm another person. Or if we are not feeling pain inside, we will not cause pain on another individual. We only hurt people, whether unintentionally or intentionally, because we are hurting on the inside. So 9/11 is really about hooking up in the center of the heart to rise to the crown. And that's where we are here now. So wake up. Here is your emergency call. So I want to add a little message here, because why am I mentioning 9/11 here or 9/11 here? Because it's getting close. And I have been asking myself lots of questions pertaining to this. Who would I be? I'm getting a little emotional here. Who will I be when I have gotten to that point of unification, of knowing? What's going to happen? You know, because I receive lots of visuals, lots of beautiful visuals. Not everything is understood. Not everything can be seen as pleasant either in the form of a human mind. It's hard to grasp the unknowable light. It's really hard to understand that light. It's only the heart that is completely open to matching God's frequency that can understand what you are seeing. That's why, you know, early on, especially in my process, and I know I've heard it from other people, you hear that they see these things. That may be very terrifying. And I know I was terrified in the beginning of some things. And I refrained from, I didn't want to sleep, I didn't want to look, I didn't want to be awake. I was terrified. I was in fear of the Lord in the wrong way. But the heart is what is going to make you stop. If you are receiving visuals, more specifically, whether you know internally or you're able to see visuals projecting it outwardly, if you see something and it causes you fear, well, then you're not really ready for it. God is still going to keep his hand within you and prepare you for a greater manifestation that you can handle. If you are seeing the number 911 a lot, and especially here lately, like closer and closer and closer, continuous and continuous, I mean, it doesn't matter really. If you are seeing things or anything that is resembling what I'm talking about in my video here today, then you are getting closer to a point. And you should know where you are. But here again is a personal message, some advice. Stay humble. The true heart of love will not have the need to say, I am this, or I am done, especially. I am enlightened. It will not say that. The word enlightenment, anyway, in this reality, from what I can observe, is that people think that they are above another person because they are enlightened. And that is not so. What did Jesus do? Was he wearing gowns of gold? Did he carry lots of jewelry and whatever it is? Was he living lavishly and richly? No. Very reserved. Almost in secret. Just going to the places that he knew he had to go and speak to, or those who were following him. You know? And wearing this just rags. And sitting with people who were considered to be very poor, without. And it's not because he refrained from going to people with riches, but those who gather the riches of the earth are still full of ego, are still who still have the animal soul that's very active and very powerful within them. So I just wanted to add that in to today's video, that we are getting closer, but we will never be done. Love is eternal. It is never ending, which means our path is never ending. When you reach the level of attainment, it is you who has received knowledge, the highest point of knowledge for your own personal existence through the first point of creation, through God's source. God's source is allowing you to see your personal creation. Your personal creation has nothing to do with somebody else's creation, although it still comes from the same point. Yet, the ray of creation has many colors, many spectrums, and it will not always match. That's why we have to really choose what we say. That's why our word is so important, because we're using our word to love, not to say you're doing this wrong, not to say that you are wrong, not to say that you are, you know, ugly, you're fat, or my way is right. You know, it's for us to learn about ourselves. And we can reach enlightenment by learning all that we can about ourselves, to take ourselves back to the point that the light was created within us. This is Christy. Much love, health, and healing your way. I am bringing purpose to your life. Take care.